Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello, once again, high school baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield for the second straight afternoon. We are minutes away from the regional championship contest in Division IV action between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Christian. Fort Loramie downed Minster yesterday 7-5. With two runs in the top of the seventh inning. The bottom of the Fort Loramie order did big damage all day long. Meanwhile, Cincinnati Christian surprised Rushi by a score of 6-1. Cincinnati Christian pounded out nine hits, three of them by the ace pitcher who went the route, Mitchell Smith. He'll play shortstop today. Rushi committed five errors in the first two innings, and Cincinnati Christian won that game handily. Thus, Chuck, the stage is set for a berth in the state Final Four next Thursday at 10, Fort Loramie, Cincinnati Christian. We'll see what the Redskins have today in the terms of pitching depth. C.J. Billing will get the call. He threw less than 20 pitches yesterday. Seemed like the entire roster was on the mound for Fort Loramie in that 7-5 win over Minster.
Yeah, they did have quite a few young men, and they replaced some. They brought some back in for the second time to throw in the game. But, you know, you got to feel that Loramie is the prohibitive favorite in this one, but we also felt like Rushi was probably the prohibitive favorite in the first game yesterday, so you got to play it. Rushi kicked the ball all over the place in the first two innings, got down 6-0, and that cost him the baseball game. Loramie, on the other hand, pounded out 17 hits against Minster, but left a lot of young men on base. They're going to have to drive them in today, and if they can do that, I think they're going to be fine. Boy, they sure hit the baseball as a team.
Oh, sure did. In a similar fashion, Cincinnati Christian executed well. The base runners that did get aboard, they pushed home. Yes, Fort Loramie left a ton of men on base, but as you noted, just hit the ball all over the yard here at Carlton Davidson Stadium yesterday in defeating Minster. Minster, the defending state champ in Division IV, now out. Fort Loramie's won twice since 2007. Redskins would like to get back to Columbus under first-year head coach Jeff Sanders with a big win here today. Meanwhile, Cincinnati Christian, led by Curtis Moak in his third year guiding the Cougars, would like to play spoiler once again for the second straight day. Alex Johnson, the very solid shortstop we saw yesterday, takes to the mound today. And if he performs on the hill like he played the shortstop spot yesterday, Cincinnati Christian's in good shape.
Well, he needs to throw strikes. He needs to keep his defense on the toes by not walking a bunch of people. They need to play defense behind him because Laramie's going to put the ball in play.
Yes.
And if they can do that and hold them to three outs an inning, but by that I mean no errors, don't kick the ball around. When you got an out, you need to get the out. And if they can do that, they'll be in the baseball game.
It's a cliche in baseball at all levels, especially high school Division IV. You've got to make the routine plays. You got to pitch and catch. At the plate, you've got to move runners. If you walk people, if you commit defensive miscues, if you give the opposition additional outs to play with, you're asking for trouble. That happened to Rushi yesterday at Fort Loramie with a lot of LOBs, men sitting out there at the ends of innings, not coming home. But as you say, Fort Loramie hit well enough. Minster left quite a few men on as well. I think 25 runners were left on base in that second game yesterday.
Well, it doesn't shock me because I didn't get home till 9:45. So it was a late night for a high school baseball game, that's for sure. Hopefully this one plays a little quicker than that one last night. But that being said, that was a terrific baseball game. Boy, that the tension in that game was incredible. I mean, you got two schools that are 4 or 5 miles apart, and there's no love lost, a lot of respect, but no love. That was a heck of a baseball game.
Yeah, not only 26 hits between the two teams, Fort Loramie and Minster, but a lot of three-ball, two-strike counts, a number of foul balls with the 3-2 count, quite a few 8-9 pitch at-bats, and thus we were here for 3 full hours in that second contest. These are young men, teenagers. Is Fort Loramie suffering a little bit physically from that game yesterday, the length of it?
I don't know if that's going to affect them. I think one of the bigger things affecting them is there's no shade in their dugout. The sun is beating right straight in there. They're wearing black. So, you know, that's kind of a tough combination, but I'm sure they're hydrated. I'm sure they've got ice packs down there. I'm sure they got things that can keep them cool. That's what the trainers, that's one of the greatest improvements in high school athletics through the years is how good the training has become. Mm-hmm. So they know exactly how to keep the kids ready to go. I think excitement is going to get them through any tiredness they may have from yesterday.
Chuck, I don't know that Rushi took Cincinnati Christian lightly yesterday. Cincinnati Christian was extremely efficient. The Cougars executed. Fort Loramie certainly won't today after having seen the right tail end of that first game yesterday when Cincinnati Christian won comfortably over Rushi 6-1. However, Mitchell Smith, the number one thrower, 6'3" junior for Cincinnati Christian, who went the route yesterday, has won on the mound 10 of Cincinnati Christian's 15 triumphs this year.
All right.
Alex Johnson throws, as you mentioned, a lot of pressure on him. And if Fort Loramie can put the heat on him, knock him around a little bit, force the pitch count up, and, well, then we might see what Cincinnati Christian's got behind Smith and Johnson
right
in that bullpen. That could help determine the outcome of this game if Fort Loramie can force Cincinnati Christian to go deeper into that lean pitching staff. It's only a 13-man roster
right
to begin with.
And a lot of freshmen. But, I don't think Cincinnati Christian wants to see anybody else. I don't know. I don't think now Smith threw enough pitches. He probably is not eligible to even throw today.
Nope.
So they're going to have to go with Johnson and hope that he can keep him in the baseball game.
And I'm sure that Middendorf and Ratterman, they're both history. Neither one of those two young men has got pitches available. Mason Kemper throws. He's been effective at times this year for Fort Loramie. So is Eli Rosengarten. He has pitched. They're available behind C.J. Billing. So in that context, despite the fact that Fort Loramie went heavy in the pitching department yesterday. The Redskins still may be deeper than Cincinnati Christian. Only time will tell.
Well, yeah, I think they definitely are. And I watching Minster last night, my goodness, they had about 12 kids that had pitched for them during the season. So that's a deep pitching roster for a high school team. Loramie's not quite that deep, but they are deep. They got a lot of arms.
The winner of this game advances to the state Final Four at Huntington Park next Thursday morning at 10 against the winner of another regional championship game going on shortly up in the northwest part of the state. It is Ottawa Hills against Garfield Heights Trinity. Ottawa Hills has double digits losses. Trinity team is state ranked, probably favored. Who knows? The winner of that game will get the winner of this one. And Fort Loramie would like to return to the state Final Four and have a shot at the title. 5 of the last 11 years, Minster and Fort Loramie have been state champs in Division IV baseball here in the state of Ohio.
Right. Well, they do something right in that area, that's for sure. And there's some real good Division IV, especially baseball, in Shelby County and in the MAC. And it's gets them ready and prepared to play games like this.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here today for this game. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. It is sun-drenched here at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield, 86 degrees, just a touch of humidity, bright blue sky overhead.
No wind at all.
American flag out in deep right field is limp. There was a push at times yesterday to left field, but no wind activity here today whatsoever. It is perfect for a regional championship. Here at Carlton Davidson Stadium, 320 down the lines. It is 365 to the power alleys and 390 straightaway to center. The outfield fences have been moved in over the last couple of years. We'll have starting lineups and our first pitch upcoming. Fort Loramie, the home team. Redskins will be on the field. Cincinnati Christian at bat when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And welcome back to Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And we are here in the webcast booth about, what, Chuck, 15, 20 feet off the ground, almost directly behind home plate. Bryant Billing from the Sydney Daily News is to our right, and his ace photographer, Luke Grunenberg, is out scouting around, taking images already for your Sydney Daily News tomorrow morning and online tomorrow as well. Picture-perfect day. Couldn't ask for a better one, Chuck. We might see some difficulty on pop flies and fly balls.
Well, I think a little bit later we will. Right now, I mean, it's a high sky, so I think, you know, you can cover. But when that thing starts to drop, right field, second and first, those are tough sun fields from this stadium.
Mm-hmm. Again, as we noted before our break, the winner of this game returns to Columbus for the state Final Four. Redskins hoping to get back. It would be a 10 a.m. first pitch next Thursday morning against the Ottawa Hills Garfield Heights Trinity winner. That's another D4 regional final being played in the northern part of the state. Mitchell Smith is at shortstop today for Cincinnati Christian. He won his 10th game on the mound this year, pitching, going the route for the Cougars yesterday against Rushi. He bats 425. He banged out three hits yesterday in the victory, threw 118 pitches, walked only one, struck out four, and kept the Rushi Raiders off balance all day long. He, of course, is not on the mound today, but he is a tough customer at the plate. The three hits yesterday against Rushi will point that up. And the game is underway. C.J. Billing, the right-hander, on the mound for the Fort Loramie Redskins. A 1-1 count. Here's the pitch to Smith, and he yanks it fair inside the bag at third. Hoeing for Fort Loramie, lunged for it, couldn't get it. The ball rolled out into left field. It is a single pulled just fair between the third base bag and Hoeing, and that's hit number four for Smith in these two regional games.
He's really good, and I'll tell you what that also does. This is a team that's playing. They've won eight in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
Sure are. Billing on the mound for Fort Loramie. Had a very good contest in the district championship against Tri-County North. Threw four and a third strong innings. Had seven ribbies in that game. He's 5-1 on the year in six decisions with an ERA right at 2. Second hitter is Alex Bertram, as he was yesterday for Cincinnati Christian. And he produced two hits in the second spot in the order for the Cougars yesterday.
Well, Loramie's got a defensive play on because they think the bunt's coming.
The first pitch was a fake bunt. Pitch taken high, a ball. Bertram squares, gets this one down. It's back to Billing. He's got to field it about halfway between the rubber and home plate. Does so. Gets a strike on to first. Sacrifice is executed out at first base as Billing threw it on to Ratterman. Down to second goes Mitchell Smith. And so far, Curtis Moak, head coach of the Cougars, is executing just like his club did yesterday.
Well, we got Johnson up now, the pitcher. He's got a chance to help himself. He can get a single here. Probably going to score Smith.
Freshman Alex Johnson deep in the box. Fort Loramie defensively. Carter Mesher in left. Dylan Albers in center. And Devin Worman in right. Breaking ball from Billing to start off Johnson. And it's a good hook in there on the corner for a strike. Outfield straight away for Johnson. Here is the windup. And, oop, Billing steps off. Johnson steps out. Jacob Carroll, a left-hand batter on deck. He had two hits yesterday. Johnson went hitless. Billing throws a fastball. Letter high. Yes. Strike called. 0-2. Billing gets ahead on the big third hitter with a runner in scoring position. Infield bunched up in the center of the diamond for Fort Loramie. Rosengarten at short. Ilgeford at second. Here's a big sweeping breaking ball, swung on and skied. It's a towering fly ball in short center. Rosengarten retreats from shortstop and snares it about 8 or 10 feet on the grass, and two men have been retired.
Yep, he's throwing the ball well right now. He's locating the pitches right where he wants to.
Jacob Carroll, a 6'3 junior left-handed swinger. He poked two singles yesterday for Cincinnati Christian in the win over Rushi. He's got his right foot a little closer to home plate than his left. Wide stance in the middle of the box. Billing starts him off with a curveball that doesn't break enough, and it misses outside. Smith with a lengthy lead at second. Rosengarten in behind him. Billing in the stretch. Outfield around to the right for Carroll. He's a long ball threat, a good gap hitter. He's got 11 doubles on the season. Pitch low, and it's 2-0. First base is open. Cody Anderson, the freshman catcher, due to hit next. Deep at first base is Ratterman for Fort Loramie. He'll go for it very deep, edge of the grass at second. Here's the two-ball pitch to Carroll. Swung on and drilled. Line drive over the head of the leaping Rosengarten into left center field. It's a crisp single for Carroll as he took the outside fastball right where it was pitched, and he banged it into left center. Smith romps home easily. Textbook first inning for Cincinnati Christian. Single, sack bunt, single, and the Cougars are on the board.
There you go, and an outstanding base runner at second base, too. He ran that really well.
So it's 1-0 in favor of Cincinnati Christian. And the Cougars' fifth hitter, Cody Anderson, steps in. Freshman, 6'2" catcher, right-hand batter. Billing looks at Carroll at first. And Billing throws. It missed the outside corner for a ball. Well, like yesterday against Rushi, Cincinnati Christian scores in the top of the first inning. Billing hesitates on the mound, comes plateward again. High, and it is a ball. Carroll hops off first. Outfield straight away for Anderson. Pitch to the plate. Fastball misses up and in. And the count's what, two balls and a strike, Chuck?
I thought it was 3-0, but maybe it is 2-1.
Scoreboard, now the scoreboard makes an adjustment.
I thought it was 3-0.
Yeah, first pitch was a ball. 3-0, let's see if the hitter, Anderson, gets the green light. Fastball, Billing, yes, on the outside corner, he got the call. 3-1. Cincinnati Christian 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Top of the first, two out, runner aboard at first base. Lengthy lead now for Carroll. 3-1 pitch. It's high and tight, and it plunked the batter, Anderson, on the left wrist, it appeared. And he was stung. And he squats outside the box to the left of home plate, and he is in discomfort. So Cincinnati Christian now has runners at first and second, two on with two down. Jared Hilsman yesterday for Minster, Chuck, was hit three times in that game. I don't think he felt any one of the three, though. They were both down around the left foot.
Well, he was an option quarterback, so he's used to being hit.
One or two of them might have bounced. And
yeah, the last one was ball four, and I think it hit him on the toe.
But this hit batsman for Cincinnati Christian.
That hit bone. That hurt.
Oh, yes, it did. Anderson still trying to shake it off. He's down at first. No substitution in order here. Runners at first and second for Cincinnati Christian, which has already scored a run. And Billing goes to work on sophomore Winston Spencer, the right fielder, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Big batter here. Base hit might mean another run for the Cougars. Billing throws. There's a ball flared to the right, foul at the end of the Fort Loramie dugout. Nothing in two count. Oh and two. Two down. Billing's got to bear down. Hilgefort playing games with a runner at second. Here's a changeup. Swung on and spanked a line drive in the hole between third and short. A clean single. Covered up quickly in left field. by Fort Laramie's outfielder Carter Mesher. He hustles it back to the diamond, and the runner on second for Cincinnati Christian can only move up one station to third.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, that was not a very good located pitch for an 0-2 count. You need to throw fastball. You need to throw it up, make them chase it.
So now Cincinnati Christian has loaded the bases. And Noah Jordan, the left fielder, a senior, is in. Bats from the right side against Billing, who throws a breaking ball in over the inside edge for a strike. Cincinnati Christian loading him up, just as the Cougars did yesterday in the first inning against Rushi, when the Cincinnati team played at 3. One is home so far. Another breaking ball by Billing. Swung on. Towering drive down the left field line. Well hit. It's fair by 20 feet. It bounces off the left field fence. One run scores. Two coming home. The runner on first dances around third. He's in.
Wow.
A long double by Noah Jordan, who powered it 320 feet into the left field corner.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That was one hop off the fence. That's a shot.
And Cincinnati Christian, which scored 3 in the first against Rushi yesterday, puts 4 on the board in the first inning here today.
And they're doing it with no help. This time they are just hitting the baseball. My goodness, this is a pretty impressive team that was 7-8 at one point.
The bats for Cincinnati Christian have torched the pitching of Fort Laramie in the opening frame. Pitching change for the Redskins. It may very well be shortstop Eli Rosengarten to the hill. We'll take a break. Two outs retired in the top of the first, but Cincinnati Christian has scored 4. Redskins yet to bat. 4-0. Fort Laramie behind already on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium, the venue for the Division IV Regional. We're in the top of the first inning of the regional championship game. Fort Laramie and Cincinnati Christian. The Redskins have not gotten to bat yet. Cincinnati Christian is still hitting, and the Cougars have scored 4 times and knocked out C.J. Billing. Eli Rosengarten on to pitch now for Fort Laramie. Rosengarten little used during the year. 1-2, lost 1, ERA of 3.4. And Connor Plett, the DH, a freshman, steps in for Cincinnati Christian. With the young man Noah Jordan at second, he just cleaned the bases with a long double, one hop off the left field fence, about 20 feet fair.
And that's their only senior, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Good for him.
Now the count 2-0 on Pletz. Rosengarten on the mound. Fort Laramie's pitching depth is going to be tested again today. Here's the 2-ball pitch way up top, ball 3. 3-0. 3-0 on the left-hand batting Pletz. Tim Karanji, the freshman center fielder, the ninth batter in the inning, if he gets up there, is on deck. And he will, because walking on 4 pitches is Pletz. And Cincinnati Christian's not done yet.
Well, they do not want to put him on and have to face Smith with guys on base. That's a fact. They want him to lead off the next inning.
Cincinnati Christian wearing the white, blue headgear. Blue Cincinnati Christian across the front. White shirts, white trousers. Fort Loramie wearing the black tops. The red Fort Loramie across the jersey. White pants and black caps. And finally, Rosengarten gets a called strike, 0-1 on Karangi with two on. That one's low and away. Good stop by the Redskins catcher. Well done by Darren Hoying behind home plate as he had to lurch into the left-hand batter's box to spear that hurl from Rosengarten. 1-1 count. Inside pitch is hit off the handle, fisted to third. Easy play for the Redskins third baseman, a touch of the bag. Inning over, Fort Loramie spots Cincinnati Christian four big runs. Fort Loramie coming to bat at the end of a half. Cougars 4, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie coming to bat in the bottom of the first, trailing 3-0, or I should say 4-0. That was yesterday when Cincinnati Christian hit Rushi with a 3 in the top of the first. Today the Cougars produce 4 against Fort Loramie, which will send up Carter Mesher, Dylan Albers, and C.J. Billing.
The wind has really picked up now. The flag is blowing out towards left center.
Yep.
But it had nothing to do with that double. That was a rocket.
Yeah, that was a huge hit by senior Noah Jordan, a bases-clearing double that generated runs 2, 3, and 4 for Cincinnati Christian in the top of the first inning. So many thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Alex Johnson on the mound for Cincinnati Christian. The first pitch is up high, ball to Mesher. Second pitch down low, ball to Mesher. 2-0. Johnson, as a result of a small sample size of 22 innings, did have a microscopic .6 ERA in 3-plus games of work. 32 strikeouts, did have a win. But he's the backup to the ace, Mitchell Smith. There's a strike by Johnson, 3-1 on Mesher. Alex on the hill, a very quick worker. Misses the strike zone there by 2 feet. And Mesher's aboard. And we'll see what Fort Loramie does against Johnson here in the top of the first inning. This is a thin Cincinnati Christian roster, only 13 deep. It's a young club, average age under 16. 5 freshman starters. Here's Alex Johnson, quick go to first. Mesher almost nabbed. He just barely got back. We saw 2 pickoffs yesterday, Chuck, 1 in each game.
Yep, yeah, but those were by left-handed pitchers. Yes. That was a right-hander that just almost got him.
Right. Dylan Albers, open stance at the plate, takes a pitch at the knees, strike 1, 0-1 on him. Carter Mesher, who walked to start the game here for Fort Loramie, was 3-for-4 yesterday against Minster. batting 500 on the year. Dylan Albers now hitting, was 3-for-4 yesterday. Albers swings, smacks a hard ground ball up the middle, speared on the play, but Johnson, he wheels, throws to first because Mesher was on top of second base already. He might have been going with the pitch, could have been a hit and run. Out at first, Mesher to second, one gone.
I think there was a little confusion in the defense, too. I think both shortstop and second baseman ended up at second base, and he didn't know who to throw the ball to.
Mm-hmm. So made a quick judgment, get the sure out
get
for
out.
First.
Get it out.
Or I should say get the sure out at first. And we've got a balk committed by Johnson on the mound, and Mesher trots on over from second to third. Plate umpire detected something, which we missed, and now Johnson is shrugging his shoulders as if to say, what did I do? Curtis Moak, head coach for Cincinnati Christian, leaves the dugout and gets an explanation from the home plate umpire and is satisfied. 4-0 our score. Cincinnati Christian leads Fort Loramie. One out for the Redskins. Bottom of the first, a runner at third, and C.J. Billing stands in, batting right-handed. And he swings and flares one along the right field line, and it drops for a single, scoring Mesher. Inside-out swing by Billing. A blooper to right. It traveled maybe 175 feet, good enough for a hit. And Loramie has shaved that 4-0 deficit by a run.
Well, that balk got him a run because we wouldn't have scored from second on that.
That's a good point, Chuck. Jared Middendorf, who's DHing today, steps in. And the pitch to him is a wild one. It goes sailing to the backstop. And, Chuck, from the looks of things here in the first inning, we are in for a lengthy regional championship
game. A slugfest.
Runner down at second now in the person of Billing, who was 2-for-4 yesterday, was C.J. Here's a big breaking ball to Middendorf from Johnson. It's inside below the knees, and it's 2-0. On deck for Fort Loramie, Nathan Ratterman, the first baseman. Two straight left-handed batters here against right-hander Alex Johnson. The pitch to the plate gets between the legs of the catcher. It rolls about 20 feet back toward the screen. He hustles after it, but C.J. Billing hurries on to third, and the Redskins have a second runner 90 feet from home now with just one away.
Yeah, I think that was a pass ball. That should have been caught.
3-0 on Middendorf. Let's see what Johnson elects to do here. Does he go ahead and put him on? No, he throws a strike right down the middle. 3-1. 4-1 our score. Fort Loramie quickly chips away at Cincinnati Christian. And Middendorf goes flailing at an off-speed pitch up and is empty. Can't find it. Count is full. 3-2 against Middendorf. Johnson into the stretch. Looks at third. Here's the pitch. Breaking
nice.
Ball, a curve. Oh, it's a humdinger.
Yeah, boy.
Wow. Beautiful overhand curveball by Alex Johnson. It froze. Middendorf, he looked at it right to the mitt. It was thigh high, split the plate in half. Excellent 3-2 pitch by the Cougars, Alex Johnson. Two down for Fort Loramie. Redskins trailing by 3, and Ratterman steps in from the left side. Johnson goes to work on him. Strike right down the middle at the knees. Johnson coming back strong. Well, Fort Loramie would hate to waste this opportunity, a runner at third with less than two out. That happened to the Redskins often yesterday. Johnson winds, throws the big curveball down in the zone. It's golfed by Ratterman to second, and the second baseman, Bertram, charges, gobbles it up, shovels it on to Carroll, getting the runner at first by a step and a half. Fort Loramie denied that second run. We've played one in the regional championship, Division IV baseball in Springfield. Cincinnati Christian 4, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Here we go, inning number two. Cincinnati Christian plated four in the first against Fort Loram. He scored three in the first yesterday against Rushi. Came back with three more in the second yesterday in the regional semifinal against the Raiders. And let's see what the Cougars have in store for Eli Rosengarten here in the top of the second. After having batted nine in the first, and we're right back at the top of the order, Mitchell Smith. He's got four hits now over two games in this regional. Having ripped a single between the third baseman of Fort Loramie and the bag to start this game. Rosengarten winds and fires, low and away, ball one on Mitchell Smith. Outfield straight away in deep. Here is a high fastball by Rosengarten. Smith climbs the ladder and misses. One and one on Mitchell Smith. C.J. Billing went from the mound to third, swapping positions with Eli Rosengarten, who winds and throws a big bender. And Smith has a little hitch in his swing and swings and misses, and it's one and two. Two excellent pitches in succession by Rosengarten. Here's the 1-2 to Smith. Fastball up and away, and it's 2-2. Smith, a 425 hitter on the year, as we've noted a few times. 2-2 pitch by Rosengarten to Smith. It's a low fastball, golfed at and missed. Strike three. Mitchell Smith goes down swinging. And that's the only time so far in these two games in this regional an opposing pitcher's had his way with Mitchell Smith.
Absolutely. And Rosengarten has got to keep them at four. He's got to allow Loramie to come back in this baseball game.
Alex Bertram steps in. He had a nicely executed sacrifice bunt in the first inning for Cincinnati Christian to move Smith up to second. And the first pitch from Rosengarten is a knee-high strike on the inside corner. That was a generous first pitch strike. The second pitch is a floating curve that stays above the shoulders, and it's one and one. Bertram bats from the left. Rosengarten's pitch is right down the middle. It's a high, high, strike two. One and two on Bertram. Rosengarten in a groove at the moment. Trying to retire Bertram, the second hitter for Cincinnati Christian, in inning number two. And that ball skips up to the plate, and it's two and two. Outfield shading the left-handed Bertram a little to the right. Third baseman Hoing up in the grass at third. Here's the pitch to Bertram. It's at the knees, and the hitter is rung up. Strike three called.
Nice pitch. Good location.
Well done by Rosengarten, who gets a couple Ks to start the second inning, one swinging, one looking. Here's Alex Johnson. Right-hand batter, right-hand thrower, pitcher today for Cincinnati Christian, a ninth grader. Has the bat cocked up above the right shoulder. He looks at offering number one from Rosengarten. It's low, one and nothing. Fort Loramie behind, 4-1, top of inning number two. Rosengarten fires again. There's a hard line drive, knocked down by Rosengarten in self-defense. It's at his feet. He alertly picks it up, flips it to first for the out. Good inning pitching, good inning fielding by Rosengarten of the Redskins as Cincinnati Christian goes down in order. Bottom of two coming up. Cougars 4, Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. Redskins come to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. Eli Rosengarten, who sparkled on the mound in that second frame for Fort Loramie, leads it off. He looks at a strike. Johnson fires, and Rosengarten lifts a foul to our right over the stadium roof, out of play. Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922. He greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service back then. Hey, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's folks have done business the very same way since. See all the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, GAIERS.com. Here's a high bouncing ball by Rosengarten to third. The third baseman behind the bag fields. Here's the long throw. Rosengarten beats it at first base. Infield single for Eli. He's on with none down.
Good wheels that time by Rosengarten.
The third baseman, Bryce Youngkins, a freshman, did as well as he could do, Chuck, behind the bag at third. It was like a small pop-up.
Yeah, it was high, and I'm not sure he knew if it was going to be fair or foul. He did a good job of just fielding it and throwing without waiting for the call.
Yep, third base umpire signaled right away that the ball in midair went right over the base at third. Although I think Youngkins might have been a step in foul ground behind the bag when he did glove it. Nonetheless, it was fair. Rosengarten beat it. Here's a hard ground ball to third. Off the bat of Hoing. It is fair. Inside the line. Youngkins lunged. Couldn't get a glove on it. It trickles into short left. And Fort Loramie is trying to muster up a rally here in the second inning.
It'd be good for them to score again here. A couple at least.
Rosengarten with an infield single. Mike Hoing shoots one between the bag and the third baseman. Two runners aboard, none out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the second, and here's Devin Werman. Open stance. Mike Hoing had two hits yesterday. Devin Werman had three for Fort Loramie. Here's a swing by Werman and a dribbler to short. Mitchell Smith hustles in hard, has it. Quick throw to first base. Carroll reaches out, snares it, and the batter runner for Fort Loramie is nabbed at first by a step and a half, but the two men on the base paths move up.
Yeah, that was kind of like a swing sacrifice.
Werman got jammed, and he hit one off the handle to short. Second and third, one down now, as Alex Johnson goes to work on Shane Hilgefort, who takes a strike on the outside corner. Big inning here now for Fort Loramie. Runners in scoring position, one down. Hilgefort started to go, check, pitch was low and away. Will we have an appeal? Nope, it's a ball. No swing, one and one. Redskins don't want to be victimized today by runners left on base as they were yesterday. There's a strike. Hilgefort knew it. Knee-high outside corner. Good placement by Johnson, the Cougars pitcher. 1-2 in Hilgefort. Open stance. Left foot at the front edge of the box. Here's the windup. The pitch by Johnson. And it's fouled out of play to the right. Still 1-2 on Hilgefort. Beautiful day on this Friday for a regional championship in Springfield. It's a high sky, bright blue. A little bit of wind now blowing out to center. Pitch to Hilgefort. Swing and a miss. He struck out. Chase went up and away. And that's a big K turned in by Alex Johnson of Cincinnati Christian. Carter measured a hit. Redskins desperately need a two-out hit here. We go back to the top of the order. Big curveball against Mesher is inside, almost grazed the sleeve of his shoulder. One ball, no strikes. Runners at second and third, two out. Fort Loramie trying to get these two in. Here's a slow curveball, lifted foul, coming back on the screen just in front of us.
I would have had that one.
I know you would have. You never made an error, did you?
Never. That anybody can prove.
4-1 Cincinnati Christian. Fort Loramie with two on, two out. Bottom of the second. Meshers got a 1-1 count. Johnson steps off the rubber. Mesher steps out of the box. Both are ready for duty. Wind up the pitch to Mesher. It's off the handle. Little pop-up foul to the right. Catcher gives chase. Cannot reach it. 1-2 on Mesher. Johnson trying to battle back. Only the second inning, but Chuck, this is an important pitch, a big at-bat right here. Second and third, two out. Redskins can't strand these two. Johnson winds, pitches to Mesher. Big breaking slow curveball. It is wide. Mesher followed that all the way to the mitt. Fort Loramie fans on the edge of their seats. Umpire looked it over and said, ball two, strike two. Here's the pitch to Mesher, swung on and pulled foul over the third baseman's head down the line. It was no more than a foot to the left of the left field line. It landed on the grass beyond the dirt infield. It might have sailed over the bag in fair territory, but it was jerked just enough. It landed foul. That had two ribbies written all over it had it been fair. 2-2 pitch again to Mesher. High fastball, 3-2. Chuck, we're only in the bottom of the second inning. A lot of big pitches, important at-bats, exciting play already in this game. 2-2 pitch to Mesher. Inside fastball, foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, who hangs on. Big comeback by Alex Johnson, who gets K's of Hilgefort and Mesher to shut down the Fort Loramie threat in the second. We go to the third. Cougars 4, Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Welcome back to Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. the venue for the Division IV Baseball Regional. This is the championship game. It's regional finals on Friday. The semis were yesterday. Cincinnati Christian beat Rushi 6-1. Fort Loramie with two in the seventh edged Minster 7-5. And here today in the regional title game after two innings, Cincinnati Christian is in front of Fort Loramie 4-1. Cougars scored four in the first after getting one run, a bases clearing double by Noah Jordan off the left field fence. Boosted Cincinnati Christian to a four-run first. Fort Loramie came back with one, left two runners on in the second, had them there at second and third with one out. And it's a 4-1 game, top of the third. Cougars come calling against Eli Rosengarten, who's on in relief already of C.J. Billing. It is a 1-1 count on Jacob Carroll, who smacked a single in the first. This time he hits a hard two-hopper to short. C.J. Billing muffs it, can't handle it. It rolls behind him, and Carroll's aboard at first.
There's an extra out right there. That's an error.
Yep. E6. Yeah, Rushi had difficulty at that shortstop position yesterday. And if today goes like it did yesterday, Cincinnati Christian will make the opponent pay. Every time Rushi had a defensive mistake, Cincinnati Christian capitalized in that regional semifinal. And guess what? The Cougars are squaring to bunt with a runner at first and no one out.
And they'll take one run an inning the rest of the way out and take their chances.
Yes, sir. Cody Anderson squared, took a pitch up and away for a ball. One and nothing on the Cincinnati Christian catcher, a right-hand batter. The 6'2 lad swings and lofts one to right center, pretty well hit. The Redskins retreat into the power alley and make the catch out there. Nicely done by Devin Werman. He was battling some sun and a little wind. That ball carried pretty well. Out recorded, though. Carroll hangs on at first. One down for the Cougars here in the top of the third. Winston Spencer, who singled in the first inning and later scored on the Jordan double, is at home plate. He's scoring to bunt again, and he pops it foul to the screen. We talked about this yesterday, Chuck, with the compression in these bats being decreased several years ago. Small ball has become even more important than ever before.
Right. Now that double that was hit by Jordan was the hardest ball we've seen hit in the three games we've done.
Yes. And we have a balk committed by Eli Rosengarten. He threw to first to try to get Carroll. Carroll was safe. And the first and second base umpires communicated to the Fort Loramie pitcher that he had balked, and that's the second one called in this game already.
Well, I balk, unless it's something obvious, it's really a subjective call by the umpire, but hey, two of them had it, so you did something.
So the Cougars now have a runner in scoring position at second. Here's a hard ground ball in the hole between third and short. Hoying deflects it for Fort Loramie to the shortstop, Billing. He can't make a play. The runner on second, Carroll, advances to third. It's the second straight single for Winston Spencer of Cincinnati Christian, which now has runners at first and third with one out. And here's Noah Jordan. He's fresh off that double to the left field fence in the first. It looked to me like, Chuck, the umpires were demonstrating to Eli Rosengarten
what he did, yeah,
that he pivoted his shoulders, pivoted that left shoulder toward first and did not throw that direction.
Right. You can't make any kind of a move that makes it look like you're going home with it if you make a throw to first.
And Fort Loramie head coach Jeff Sanders is on the mound at the moment. Redskins in hot water in the third inning. Cincinnati Christian with two more base runners, one out. And the Redskins are already down three. Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? If so, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. You'll get the tune-up your system needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts. Tom and Jerry's, family owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Here is a bunt employed by Cincinnati Christian back toward the mound. I don't know if that was a safety squeeze or what it was, Chuck. Fort Loramie's Rosengarten Fields, the runner coming from third for the Cougars, halts and then is able to dive back into third safely under the tag.
Well, that's one of those situations, and he doesn't probably pitch a bunch, but you get that. You got somebody in the baseline. You got to run directly at him and make him make a choice. Mm-hmm. He threw the ball home and allowed him to get back to third base and allowed the runner to get to first.
And now the bases are clogged. They're loaded. Rosengarten goes to work on a left-hand batter who appeared to maybe try to bunt the first pitch or in self-defense stuck the bat out and fouled it to the left. This is the DH, Connor Pletz. Bases loaded for Cincinnati Christian. One out, top of the third. Cougars already up by three. Infield in at the corners. Pitch to Pletz, low and in, and it's 1-1. Well, like Rushi yesterday, Fort Loramie's already committed an error of commission and one of omission as well. And as a result, the bases are full. 2-1 now on Pletz. Nowhere to put him. Top of the third, Cougars 4, Redskins 1, 3 on, 1 out. Runner down the line at third, pitch to Pletz. Is a bouncing ball foul between the coach at third and the bag. 2-2 count. Chuck, have I made a mistake along the way here? Scoreboard shows 2 out. Is that accurate?
No, there's 1 out.
Yeah. Here's the pitch to Pletz. It is in the dirt, smothered nicely by Hoying at the plate. Good job by Darren. 2-2 count. 1 out, even though the scoreboard has got 3 twos up there. Two balls.
The umpire's telling them there's 1 out. Now they cleared the balls and strikes. I'm not sure what the deal is. They struggled yesterday.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out on Pletz. Bases full. Pitch by Rosengarten. High fastball cut on. It's a whiff. Strike 3. Well done by Eli. He changed the eye level of that pitch. He went up in the zone. Pletz couldn't lay off. That's a huge out. Now Rosengarten now has recorded 3 Ks in less than 2 innings, and he's got to get center fielder Tim Karangi with the bases loaded. Pitch to Karangi is a generous strike on the outside corner. Eli will take it. Activity in the Fort Loramie bullpen. Bases loaded, 2 out now for the Cougars. Rosengarten into the stretch, throws the fastball down and in, and Karangi swings and doesn't get a piece of it. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Rosengarten getting ahead. Now you can make him fish for 1 low and away. Hoying sets up out there. Rosengarten hits the target just wide. A ball, 2 strikes on Karangi. Karangi was out on a ground ball to third base unassisted to end the first. The pitch to Karangi, swing and a miss. Rosengarten got him off speed. Batter swung over top, and Rosengarten pitches Fort Loramie out of trouble despite defensive miscues in the inning. We go to the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie trailing Cincinnati Christian 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane. to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
See, the spacious second floor is open, too. Brookins, the place to be for roasted chicken dinners, specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Tell Carl Arns you heard all about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. Rosengarten on the mound for Fort Loramie. We start the top of the fourth. He is behind 2-0 on the initial hitter. We're back at the top of the order for the Cougars. Mitchell Smith, who's one of two today, a single against Billing, was struck out by Rosengarten in the second. And the count is now 3-1. Two balls, then a strike, and then Rosengarten misses in. Mitchell Smith has looked smooth, as Chuck noted, defensively at short. Pitched a great game yesterday in going the route. And Rosengarten gets a 3-1 pitch on the black on the outside corner, a called strike two.
It's the third time he's let off an inning here, and it's only the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch to Smith. It's in on the hands. It's a hard ground ball chopping toward third. It's fair over the bag. Hoying couldn't spear it for Fort Loramie. A good cover up in left field by Carter Mesher, who goes into foul ground. Mitchell Smith and some of these Cougars love that third baseline. They pulled a few ground balls that direction successfully so far in this game. Smith is aboard at first. And you can bet Alex Bertram is bunting. In at third is Hoying for Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch. It's a bunt back toward the mound. Good feel by Rosengarten. He's moving toward first as he gloves the ball, flips it on to Hilgefort covering. The sacrifice is good. Cougars have a runner at second with an out here in the top of the fourth. Alex Johnson, the pitcher for Cincinnati Christian, steps in. He has not gotten a hit here in the two games in the regional. He's done a good job on the mound so far today, though, for the Cougars. He's got Mitchell Smith, the regional semifinal pitcher, and today's shortstop standing out at second with one away. The first pitch is inside under the chin of Johnson. Next pitch is hit hard, a line drive to center, landing on the grass beyond the second baseman. Dylan Albers comes charging for Fort Loramie, gets it on the second bounce. A strike comes home, forcing Mitchell Smith to put on the brakes at third.
He had to hold up to make sure it was not going to be caught by the second baseman, so he didn't have the good momentum to go ahead and get off with the sound of the bat.
And this Cincinnati Christian team keeps right on hitting. First hit of the regional for Johnson. Runners at first and third, one out. Fort Loramie cannot afford to give up any more. Jacob Carroll, a solid hitting junior, the first baseman, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, stands in against Rosengarten. High and away for a ball.
Well, they were 7-8 to start the season, but it's kind of understandable with all these freshmen that they're playing. They have become, as you like to say, seasoned sophomores at this point.
And as you've noted a few times, playing with a lot of confidence. And I thought the runner at first might take off. Alex Johnson with good wheels does. A fake throw to second by Darren Hoying of Fort Loramie, the catcher, after that pitch. And now the Cougars have runners at second and third. A 1-1 count on Carroll. Here's the pitch by Rosengarten. Carroll looks at it low and away, 2-1. A lot of tension felt here at Carlton Davidson Stadium at the moment. Fort Loramie cannot afford to give up any more runs. It's two at second and third sitting out there for Cincinnati Christian. And the pitch to Carroll is a strike, ruled on the outside corner at the knees. I'm not sure the hitter for Cincinnati Christian cared for that call.
I don't think he could have reached that with a telephone pole.
2-2 pitch. Rosengarten fires. Swung on by Carroll. Hammered hard to right center field. It's up the gap. It's going to go for at least two. It plates two runners. Smith on third is home. The runner on second home easily. Pulling up at second is Carroll. As he put a jolt into that one. That ball was blasted up the gap in right center. Rolled to the base of the fence. And the Cougars are off and running again, leading 6-1 over Fort Loramie. I tell you what, Chuck, I remarked at the end of the first inning, you and I have seen a lot of high school baseball over the years. This is the very best, most under the radar D4 regional team I've ever seen in my 25, 30 years of covering high school baseball.
Well, I'm thinking just like what I just said. They started out with five freshmen in their lineup. They only have 13 kids, not a lot of depth pitching. So I'm sure early it was a learning experience for these kids. But boy, you want to talk about playing with confidence now. And against Rushi, a lot of their hits were kind of the seeing eye type where they put it in play and it happened to drop. They're hitting ropes against Loramie right now.
Curtis Moak, the head coach, had a team that won just three games a couple years ago. It's the deepest run by far for Cincinnati Christian into baseball tournament play in the 40-year history of the school. Moak himself was a standout performer at shortstop at Hamilton High, a team that won the state, beating Toledo Start back in 1997. So these Cincinnati Christian players have a very good tutor in the person of Curtis Moak.
Yeah, that makes a difference. It sure does.
And this team has executed to perfection. And Cody Anderson is in with a runner at second and one out in the inning. No pitching change was made by Fort Loramie.
Nope, had a little chat.
The conference on the mound, Rosengarten still in. One down, runner at second. Cincinnati Christian striving for more here in the fourth inning, now leading 6-1. That's the score by which the Cougars beat Rushi in the regional semifinal yesterday. Foul out of play to the right, two strikes on the hitter Anderson. Boy, Smith and Bertram and Carroll, and then, of course, here today, Spencer and Jordan have all been thorns in the side of the opposition. Rushi yesterday and Fort Loramie today. There's a pitch low and away to Anderson. Two strikes and a ball. Fort Loramie behind 6-1. We're in the top of the fourth. Anderson swings the bat back and forth. Pitch by Rosengarten. Curveball trickled foul into the Cincinnati Christian dugout alongside third. Scoreboard reads 1-2. I believe that's the correct count. We've had to double check ourselves a few times. Into the stretch, Rosengarten throws a pitch toward the outside corner. It just missed. An inch or two off the black, Darren Hoying held the mitt right there. Plate umpire's right arm didn't budge. Two balls, two strikes, the count. One out, runner at second for the Cougars, who lead 6-1. Here's a curveball from Rosengarten. It didn't bend enough. It's inside. The count goes full. On deck, Winston Spencer. He's gotten two hits today already. You don't want to see him bat with two on and one out. Full count pitch to Anderson. Swung on and fouled, straight back out of play. Cody Anderson, 6'2 freshman catcher. Alex Johnson, the pitcher today for Cincinnati Christian, a freshman. Noah Jordan, a senior, as Chuck remarked, had that big bases clearing double in the first. Here's a fastball in the outer half of the plate, spoiled foul. And it's still 3-2 on Anderson. Cougars 6, Redskins 1. A three-run double and a two-run double in this game for Cincinnati Christian. One by Jordan, one by Carroll. Here's a curveball grounded toward third. It is bobbled by the Redskins' third baseman. There's no force at third, but the runner on second is trapped. He's caught in a rundown and tagged out.
Not sure where he thought he was going with the ball hit to the third base there.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. He was not forced to advance. There was no runner behind him at first. That was a base running miscue by Cincinnati Christian, which, by all rights, with more intelligent running on the paths, has got runners at first and second at the end of that play.
Mistake at first base, too, because once he got him in a rundown, he should have been down on second base.
Yep, good observation. Well, Jeff Sanders, the head coach of Fort Loramie, is on the mound, and I think a change is in order here. As Anderson is retired, that ground ball was hit toward third to Hoing, and then I think Hoing relayed it to Billing. Not sure who in the end was credited with the tag out. It might have been Billing. Nonetheless, the rundown results in out number two. Runner at first, two out for Cincinnati Christian here in the fourth. Cougars lead 6-1. Pitching change for Fort Loramie. We are back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tire's Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout outs to them. Gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets, helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Mason Kemper, left-hander, 6 feet, 2.5 inches tall, rangy young man, good wide receiver on the football gridiron, is on the mound now pitching for Fort Loramie. Trying to stem the tide, two away, one on, and Kemper has picked off the runner at first. Second rundown in the last couple plays, tag out made out between first and second. So Fort Loramie gets the benefit of poor base running here at the end of the fourth inning by Cincinnati Christian, and the Redskins get out of a further jam, although the Cougars did score two earlier in the inning. On a long double to right center by Carroll. Bottom of the fourth upcoming, Cincinnati Christian 6, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The bottom of the fourth inning upcoming. Fort Loramie trailing by 5-6-1 to Cincinnati Christian, which beat Rushi yesterday in the regional semifinal with the same score, 6-1. Fort Loramie top Minster 7-5 with two runs in the top of the seventh inning yesterday to set the stage for this regional championship. The winner moves on to the state final four next Thursday morning at 10 against the Ottawa Hills Garfield Heights Trinity winner. That is another regional championship being played up north in Division Four. Other semifinalists who won yesterday and are meeting today include Eastern and White Oak. They are playing in Lancaster in a regional championship as we speak. And Hicksville and North Baltimore are playing in the other regional championship game up at Hamler Patrick Henry. Bottom of the fourth inning, Fort Loramie. First pitch inning, ground ball, single into center. That's the way to get it started. Good opener for the Redskins, Nathan Ratterman. Hits a 6 or 7 hopper right back up through the box, and Fort Loramie's got the first man on in the bottom of the fourth, down 5. Into the stretch is Alex Johnson. Snap throw to first, runner back. Now Fort Loramie not in desperation mode yet. Boy, you need to peck away, though, and get a couple of runs back for sure here in the fourth inning if you can. Here is a big breaking curveball in at the knees, a strike. Nothing and one on Rosengarten after the Ratterman single. Stretching is Johnson. No lead at first. Pitches up and in. Count 1-1. Ken Barhorst, former editor, Sydney Daily News, 40-plus years, outstanding career, has joined our listening audience here today. Let's us know that the Ohio State Buckeyes lead Michigan 2-1 sixth inning in a Big Ten tourney elimination game. Adam Niemeyer, who is the Sunday weekend pitcher for Ohio State during the season, pitching well as the Bucks lead by a run. Here's a ground ball by Rosengarten to short to Mitchell Smith. He's got it on two bounces, flips to the second baseman, Bertram, who falls on his fanny right in the middle of the bag. Good enough, though, for a force out.
Yeah, it was a nice play. He couldn't keep his feet. I don't think they were going to get him at first anyway. He's too quick.
Right. 1 out, 1 on for Fort Loramie, last of the fourth. Here's a snap throw to first, runner back. The hitter here now for the Fort Loramie Redskins is Mason Kemper, who after that pitching change moved into the lineup in this spot. And Kemper takes a breaking ball in and over for a strike. Kemper from the right side throws left, swings right. There's a ground ball back up the middle, speared by the pitcher Johnson. Throws to Smith at second. Relay back to first, and Kemper's out by a step. Double play turned. Very calmly done. Out of the second base bag on the pivot. Cincinnati Christian not missing a beat other than a couple base running mistakes here yesterday and today. It has been high school baseball to perfection by the Cougars, who turn a twin killing to end Fort Loramie's fourth. We go to the fifth. Cougars 6, Redskins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the superfan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Mason Kemper to the hill for Fort Loramie. We start the fifth. He is 1-1 by virtue of a count against Winston Spencer, who steps in. He was at the plate during the pickoff that ended the previous at-bat for Cincinnati Christian. No, my mistake. Cody Anderson was at the plate during the pickoff. He's in the box with a 2-0 count. Mason Kemper won six games during the regular season for Fort Loramie. Pitched well. 3.3 ERA. 27 strikeouts in recording those six victories on the mound. Here is a 2-1 pitch by Kemper in at the waist, outside edge, 2-2. Two and two on Anderson. He was at bat when the runner for Cincinnati Christian tried to get a luxurious lead at first and was picked off nicely by Kemper, closing out the previous frame. So Anderson.
I've got Spencer up. He's number one, correct?
Let me see. Maybe I made an error here. Let's see.
I could have written it down wrong.
I'm sorry. Anderson and Spencer were switched in the lineup. You're right. It is Winston Spencer, who I thought a couple minutes ago was the hitter. Well, he's just walked. He's aboard. It was Spencer who was batting when Cody Anderson was picked off to finish off the previous inning for Cincinnati Christian, and now Spencer is aboard thanks to a base on balls. 6-1 in favor of Cincinnati Christian over Fort Loramie. Game starting to pick up speed. We are in the top of the fifth frame, right, Chuck?
Correct.
And now the Cougars send up Noah Jordan, who has doubled in three and been safe on a fielder's choice. He's got three big RBIs. Runs 2, 3, and 4 in that first inning for Cincinnati Christian. Kemper looks at first, has the runner going back. The batter, Jordan, started a bunt, then didn't go ahead with the sacrifice, pulled the bat back, and looked at a strike. Nothing and one on him. Kemper stretching, does go to first, runner back. 6-1 Cincinnati Christian, which beat Rushi yesterday 6-1. Starting both games very strong. 3 runs in the first against the Raiders, 4 runs in the first here today against the Redskins. And the count is a ball and a strike on the Cincinnati Christian batter, Noah Jordan. Runner off and going. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, missed. Catcher can't quite hang on. Hoying tried to yank the ball out of the mitt and rip a throw down to second. Couldn't secure the ball. The runner gets the swipe. And the Cougars and her head coach, Curtis Moak, like to turn the base runners loose. They've done it once again. A steal of second. A 1-2 count on the batter. None out. Pitch to Noah Jordan from Mason Kemper. High. Well above the strike zone. It's 2-2. Redskins have scored one run in this game through four. They'll have three more swings. Another high curveball. Count even up. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two on the Cincinnati Christian batter. Runner in scoring position at second. That pitch from Kemper looks good. It is. Outside corner at the knees. And Jordan is caught watching that one.
That's a good pitch. Not much he could do with that. He could have, the only thing he could have possibly done is foul it off.
Exactly right, Chuck. That may have been one of the best strike two pitches of the Thursday-Friday regional to catch a batter looking. It grazed the outside corner. Well done by Kemper. One out, runner at second. Here's a sidewinding curveball to the next hitter who bats from the left side, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Connor Pletz, the DH, a freshman. Pretty much squared up in the box, right foot even with the left. Feet about 18 inches apart, right up there even with home plate. Bunts up the left side. It's nicely done. Fort Loramie elects to field it in fair territory. Good throw to first, out. Pletz nailed by a step. Runner advances to third. That was a good decision down there at third base by Fort Loramie. And I'm not sure if C.J. Billing is back at third. I think he is.
Yeah, 18.
Good play by Billing. That ball might have rolled foul. In fact, I think it would have, but C.J. believed if he makes that play cleanly, he'll get an out, and he did. Runners at one runner, I should say, at third now for Cincinnati Christian with two down. And the batter, Tim Karanji, the center fielder, who's behind a ball, or I should say, no balls and a strike. Now it's 1-1 as Kemper almost flipped that pitch to the screen.
It was on its way to the backstop. Nice play by the catcher.
Yep, great save by Darren Hoying. That stopped a run. Runner at third, two out. 6-1 Cincinnati Christian. Kemper fires, and Karanji towers a pop-up to the right side. He'll go for it for Fort Loramie. Goes two steps on the outfield grass at second base and makes the play. Fort Loramie coming to bat. Down five, bottom of the fifth. 6-1 Cincinnati Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Fort Loramie Redskins need some magic. Magic in the form of five runs. Nine outs remaining for the Redskins. Bottom of the fifth inning. Cincinnati Christian 6, Fort Loramie 1. Five-run lead for the Cougars. Redskins sending up the leadoff hitter in this frame, Devin Werman, who swings, and he puts a jolt into one into deep left center field. It's Karangi angling back to his right for Cincinnati Christian, and he gloves it for the out. That ball was hit well over 325 feet from home plate. One of the deepest parts of the park, though. And after a good hitting day yesterday for Fort Loramie, Werman was played pretty deeply by the outfield, which made the play well.
Now they had 17 hits yesterday. Today they have four.
Isn't that amazing? One down for the Redskins, who are down to eight outs. Hilgefort swings and fouls after taking a ball. It's a 1-1 count. That ball was well hit by Werman. It might have been out of a few high school parks in the upper Miami Valley with center field fences at 360 or so, but not today. Karangi with a lot of room. Here's Hilgefort swinging, and he gets the barrel of the bat on the ball and hits a humming liner to right center. A long single almost got up the gap. Karangi, the center fielder, raced over to his left, cut it off. Hilgefort on at first with one away in the bottom of the fifth, and the Redskins down five. Boy, and now the out recorded against Werman is big, or Fort Loramie would have two aboard, maybe even a run in. Top of the order now, wheels are turning as Coach Sanders confers with the plate umpire.
Put pinch runner in.
Yep. Barhorst to run for Fort Loramie. Ben Barhorst is at first. Hilgefort more than likely would re-enter, although we'll have to see. Carter Mesher, top of the order now for the Redskins. Carter, a walk and a strikeout so far. Throw to first, runner back. 6-1, Cincinnati Christian, bottom of the fifth inning. Runner at first for Fort Loramie. One down. Third baseman for Cincinnati Christian, Youngkuns, is hugging the line. He's about 4 or 5 feet in fair territory near the bag. Carter Mesher, the batter for Fort Loramie, is being played pretty deep in left and right field. Here's the windup by Johnson, the pitch to Mesher, curveball at the knees, a strike. I've been impressed by Johnson's control, Chuck. He's been around the plate virtually every pitch the entire game.
He's doing a nice job, and the kid's a freshman.
Perhaps the most important thing about him is composure. He's very poised. Throws the 0-1 pitch low in the dirt, 1-1.
An obvious statement, but it's the biggest pitching that he's ever done in his career.
Yep.
in a regional final.
Yep. And he has risen to the occasion, that's for sure. And if Cincinnati Christian does win this game and advance to the state Final Four with the duo of Smith and Johnson on the mound, Cincinnati Christian is going to be a tough bunch to knock out.
Loramie needs to see who the number three is, but, boy, they're just really struggling. They're getting some base runners, not scoring any runs.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pregame. Fort Loramie needed to get into the Cougars' bullpen. The count now on Mesher is 2-2. He took a ball, then looked at strike two at the knees. Action pitch coming up here. It's a big one. Runner at first, one down. Fort Loramie batting, bottom of the fifth inning, trailing by five. Alex Johnson stretching, pitches to Mesher, low and in, 3-2. On deck, Dylan Albers, who had three hits yesterday. Carter Mesher had three hits yesterday. He had the important looping single along the left field line in the top of the seventh inning yesterday. Fouled out of play by Mesher. Count remains 3-2. Mesher chokes up about an inch on the bat. Catcher sets up on the outside corner. Fastball is thrown to that spot. Spoiled foul by Mesher again. Good at bat by Carter. Johnson continues to throw strikes. Mesher continues to get a piece of each pitch. Runner at first with the lead. That's way wide. Good AB by Mesher. He coaxes a walk out of it. And Fort Loramie's got two on now with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Pretty serious threat for the Redskins who need to cash in. Here's Dylan Albers. Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate to him, and it's very wide, ball one. Bottom of the fifth, 6-1, Cincinnati Christian. Runners at first and second, good speed on the base paths. Here's the pitch to Albers, high ball two. Alex Johnson, I wouldn't say he's coming unglued, Chuck, but he's off the mark on the mound at the moment.
It's hot out there, and I'm sure at this point he's getting a little tired.
Yep, he may be weary. Here is the pitch to Albers again. It's upstairs. All three of them in the same spot, even with the bill of his helmet. 3-0 on Albers. Fort Loramie a pitch away from getting the bases full for C.J. Billick. In the stretch, it's Johnson. The pitch to Albers. Fastball outside corner, yes, a strike, 3-1. And as good a hitter as Albers is, 417 on the year, if this pitch is close to the strike zone, he's cutting. Johnson fires, low and in, it's on the ground, ball four. Bases full for C.J. Billing. And here comes Curtis Moak, head coach for Cincinnati Christian, to the mound.
First time he's had to go out to the mound, and this is the bottom of the fifth. That shows you what kind of control Johnson's had up until this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a delay in the action. The entire infield for Cincinnati Christian around Moak at the pitching rubber as Fort Loramie stages a rally here in the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs across the plate yet, but it's a serious threat. Bases full, one down. Like to thank Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. For multiple years now, Barker, the number one most valued insurance agency in the region, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance at 9040 North County Road 25A, south of Anna, north of Sydney. Barker Insurance. 492-1857, 937-492-1857. They're loaded for Billing, who swings and lifts a long drive to deep left field. It's going, gone!
Ground rule double.
Did it bounce over?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it went all the way out. No, it did.
It did. It bounced.
The umpires in the middle of the diamond are signaling it's a four-bagger, a home run. And now the umpires may meet up.
I saw it bounce, and I saw the left fielder put his hands up. It was an obvious ground rule double.
Did the ball land in the warning track?
It bounced over.
Or did it clear the fence in a fly? Bryant Billing, our expert here in the webcast booth, says
wow.
It went out. It was a homer, and that is the official ruling. If there were a marker noting the distance on the left field fence, it would be about 350. It's 365 in the power alley, 325 down the left field line. Billing hammered that one a long distance. Oh, good, 360 or 370. It was not a towering drive, but it was really tattooed. It had home run written all over it when it left the bat. It was the very first pitch from Johnson after the conference of the mound. And the Redskins are within one at 6-5 on the grand salami by C.J. Billing. Billing had seven ribbies in the district championship against Tri-County North.
That was a shot, and I'll tell you, so much for small ball.
He really propelled that one. Boy, he had super leverage on his swing. He got every centimeter of the barrel on that ball. And at the most impactful stroke of the bat on the ball. He let it fly, and he hammered a laser just beneath the scoreboard, which sits beyond the left center field fence. The ball landed below the lower left corner of the board. A grand slam for Billing, and the next Fort Loramie hitter has a ball and two strikes on him. It's DH Jared Middendorf. One down in the bottom of the fifth, and with one swing, Fort Loramie's within one run. The pitch to Middendorf is a slow curveball, hammered to deep right field along the line. The Cincinnati Christian right fielder goes into the corner and makes an over-the-shoulder catch. Well done by the Cougars. That was a nifty play. One hesitation, one slight misstep out there by Winston Spencer, and that ball's at the fence for a triple. That ball was hit a good 315, 320 from home plate on the warning track. Excellent defensive maneuver by Spencer, robbing Middendorf of extra bases. Two down now for the Redskins, who trail by one, 6-5 in the bottom of the fifth inning after the Billing grand slam and the deep drive by Middendorf. Nathan Ratterman looks at a ball and a strike.
That's one of the things that happens when you start walking some people. He just grooved one, and boy, Middendorf just laid on it.
Oh, he sure did. It was batting practice all the way, and CJ took care of it. Ratterman strokes a hard line drive to left. The left fielder, Jordan, coming on, and he makes a circus catch on his knees.
Nice catch.
Woo! Two gems turned in defensively by Cincinnati Christian to prevent further Fort Loramie damage after the grand slam by Billing to cut a 6-1 deficit to 6-5 after 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The Fort Loramie Redskins strike with 4 in the bottom of the fifth to cut the 6-1 Cincinnati Christian lead to 6-5. Cougars batting in the top of the sixth inning against Mason Kemper, who throws a pitch just below the knees for ball one to Mitchell Smith. He's the fine shortstop pitcher for Cincinnati Christian. He's had 5 hits here in the regional, and he looks at ball two, 2-0.
They gave him, they're all the way up to 16 hits now with that grand slam.
Here's the windup and the pitch to Smith from Kemper. It is low and outside, 2-1 count. Thanks. Big hitting day for Fort Loramie again. Long jack by Billing. A grand slam in the bottom of the fifth as Smith walks on a 3-1 pitch to start the top of the sixth for Cincinnati Christian, which hangs on to a 6-5 lead. And I wonder what Bertram, the left-hand batter, is going to be doing here for the Cougars.
I would assume he's going to bunt. They need to pick some runs up here. That cushy lead has dwindled.
Yep, it's evaporated almost completely. Throw to first. Smith is back. He has very good speed. And he is a threat to run. You can bet Bertram, the left-hand batter, will try to get a bunt down. Oh, here's a pickoff.
Off again.
Smith goes ahead and runs to second. The throw to first. Relay down to Rosengarten. The tag applied. And Smith is a dead duck. He's out.
Kind of falling apart a little bit.
Smith was gambling. And with Bertram, a pretty good bunter at the plate, thinking about laying down the sacrifice bunt, Smith really didn't need to take that risk at first. Here's Kemper with a side-winding curveball, and it is in there for a strike. Bertram hadn't even seen a pitch, and Mitchell Smith got picked off. Another big hook from Kemper, strike two. Nothing in two. Boy, you can feel the momentum swinging Fort Loramie's way in this game. Kemper against the left-hand batter, up and in with a fastball. It's a ball and two strikes.
And they come out for the bottom of the sixth. You kind of wonder, I mean, Johnson's got to pick it up, but I don't know how much longer he's going to last.
Right. He's got to be pushing 100 pitches in this game. Here's the pitch to Bertram, and he golfs a line drive to center field. It is scooped on a bounce by Albers. Clean hit for Bertram. He's a fine player. Second man in the order for Cincinnati Christian. Had two hits yesterday. Excuse me. Big hit here. After Smith walked and was picked off. Single by Bertram. Boy, and you can bet head coach Curtis Moak of Cincinnati Christian is lamenting the fact that Smith was nailed down at second in the rundown after the pickoff because Bertram followed with a base wrap to center field. Here's Alex Johnson, the Cougars pitcher, taking a big swing, and he lofts a fly ball to short right. Should be an easy play. Albers coming over from center. But the right fielder, Werman, makes the grab for the Redskins, and two are retired. Here's Jacob Carroll. Carroll has got a big double back in the fourth, which scored a couple. Bertram, good speed at first. Two down for the Cougars. Top of the sixth inning. Cincinnati Christian, 6. Fort Loramie, 5. After the C.J. Billing grand slam in the bottom of the fifth inning. A couple of tosses to first. Here is the pitch of the plate, low and away for a ball. Redskins will have Rosengarten, Hoying, and Werman in the Fort Loramie last half of the sixth inning. A ball in the batter, pitch to Carroll. Curve low and away. Ball two. Redskins trailed 4-0 after one. We're down 6-1 in this game. Cut it to 4-1. Then the big two-bagger by Carroll in the fourth. Plated two for Cincinnati Christian to up the count to 6-1. Grand slam by C.J. Billing of Fort Loramie in the fifth. We're at 6-5. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to the Cougars hitter, Carroll, low and away, ball three. 3-1. Mitchell Smith, Chuck, for the Cougars, as good as he has played, has had a couple of glaring base running mistakes in this regional.
He has. I'm certainly not critiquing because they see him all year, but I think him leading off is kind of a weird spot. He doesn't get a lot of chances to drive runners in. He's more of a three hitter.
Yeah, I've wondered about that myself. You'd want to be able to turn him loose with men on base, and that's not necessarily going to happen that often in the one hole in the order. Well, Carroll has walked, and the Cougars have runners at first and second with two out now in the top of the sixth inning. And the batter for Cincinnati Christian is Cody Anderson, the catcher. And he is behind a strike to Kemper. Mason Kemper for Fort Loramie needs to get out of this jam. Two down, two on. Fort Loramie needs to come swinging in the bottom of the sixth. Down just one. Kemper high and tight with the pitch. A ball, a strike on Anderson. Two runners aboard for Cincinnati Christian. Anderson swings the bat back and forth. Kemper fires. It's down at the knees, just below the kneecap. Ball two, 2-1 on Anderson. Outfield straight away for Fort Loramie. Rosengarten shading second at short. Hilgefort shading second as the second baseman for the Redskins. The pitch to Anderson, top to third. Here's a good charging play by Billing. It's a high throw to first. Leaping stab by Ratterman, who gets the tag on the runner going by. What a play by Ratterman down at first base. Cincinnati Christian retired here in the sixth inning. Redskins to bat in the bottom of the sixth. Down one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
6-5, Cincinnati Christian leads Fort Loramie by one. The Redskins try to come all the way back, down a run. We go to the bottom of inning number six. Eli Rosengarten will lead it off. He wears the white number four on the back of his black jersey. A lot of gratitude to underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com in the name of Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. In Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Here's Rosengarten to start the bottom of the sixth. Redskins need a run to tie. Alex Johnson's curve is a beauty. It broke in and over. Rosengarten was frozen. He took it for strike one. Here's the next pitch to Eli. Catcher sets up on the outside corner. Foul in the dirt at the plate. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in, two. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, fine underwriting sponsor for 10 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rosengarten nearly chased a high one, took it. A ball and two strikes. Physicians, trainers, therapists at Wilson Health Sports Medicine get our area athletes healthy and right back in the game. Here's the pitch to Rosengarten. Low and away, ball two and strike two. The catcher Anderson wanted the call, didn't get it. 2-2 on Rosengarten. None out. First hitter for Fort Loramie. Last of the sixth inning. Here's a curveball chopped to third. The third baseman leaps high in the air. Gets the tip end of his glove on it, and that's it. The ball popped free toward shortstop. Infield single for Rosengarten. Boy, that ball came off a trampoline. It shot in the air. It sprung high up top, a good 12 feet off the ground. It came down off the end of the third baseman's glove. Young Kunz couldn't make the play cleanly for Cincinnati Christian. And here's a bunt up the first baseline by Fort Loramie. A lateral to first is in time and out at the first base bag. Oh, was it mighty close. Sacrifice is good, though. Rosengarten advances on to second. That was a beautifully placed bunt by Mike Hoyne.
It was perfect.
And the catcher, Alex Johnson, was off and running to make the play, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, he had the pitcher, the first baseman fielded it. The pitcher covered the base. So that was textbook.
And it was nip and tuck at first.
I couldn't tell.
It couldn't have been more than a half step either way, maybe a quarter of a step either way. Umpire, of course, right on top of it. He sold it. One out, recorded. Runner at second now for the Redskins. Here's the swing and a long drive. Deep left field, off the bat of Werman. The left fielder back to the warning track. It's over his head. And we do not have a tie game. The runner for Fort Loramie had to pull up between first and second near the second base bag, thinking for an instant there was a chance the ball might be caught, but Jordan in deep left.
He misplayed that ball in left field. He kind of jumped and the ball fell beside him.
It's a two-bagger for Werman. Runners at second and third with one out.
Oh, they're calling that an error. There's no way that's an error.
No, that's safe. No. That's an official scoring error is what that is. Well, Werman clouded that ball to deep left. And now Cincinnati Christian is coming a bit unglued. Fort Loramie's got to capitalize. Here's Shane Hilgefort, the second baseman. Werman's at a very good regional.
Single here, something into the outfield gives him the one-run lead, I'm thinking.
Werman's hit puts him at second. Runner at third. Here's an inside pitch. Kerplunk gets off the shoulder of Hilgefort. They're loaded. Bases full for Fort Loramie. One out. Bottom of the sixth. 6-5. Cincinnati Christian. Carter Mesher to the plate. Boy, there's nobody you'd rather have up than Mesher at the top of the lineup with the bases full. Bottom of the sixth. One out. Down a run. Carter needs to find Green, get the ball to the outfield. A sack fly at minimum here. Alex Johnson is in the stretch, the pitcher for Cincinnati Christian. Throws to Mesher. High and inside, no place to put him. Ball one, they're loaded. Inning began when Rosengarten hit a high Baltimore chop to third off the top of the glove of Youngkunst. The pitch to Mesher swung on, skied along the third base line behind the bag. Mitchell Smith, the shortstop, takes charge, roams into foul territory by about 5 feet, and pulls it down from the sky for the out.
Boy, if they can get out of this, that's going to be tough for Loramie.
Oh, boy. Mesher fouls out to the shortstop. Mitchell Smith got his tracks on that ball. And he scooted from his shortstop position into foul ground to make the play. The batter for Fort Loramie looks at ball one. Dylan Albers thought the pitch grazed his knee. Some mild controversy at the moment. No hit batsman ruled by the plate umpire. Tension mounting here at Springfield.
Well, you know what? In defense of the umpire, if you don't see it, you can't call it.
Nope.
You can't let the kid say, I got hit.
Two out, bases loaded. Here's a slow curveball. It's a beaut. Waist high. Strike one, ball one on Albers. Boy, Mitchell Smith ran after that foul pop from his shortstop position, made a big play. Here's the pitch to Albers. It is off the outside corner, ball two. Two and one. A walk ties the game. A single perhaps puts Fort Loramie in the lead. 6-5, Cincinnati Christian, bottom of the sixth. Two out, bases loaded. Johnson steps off the back edge of the rubber as the Redskin fans yell, balk, balk, balk. Bases loaded. Two balls and a strike on Albers. Open stance at the plate. Pitch by Johnson. Albers looks at a high fastball. It's 3-1. This has got to be a money pitch from Johnson. It's got to be in the middle, two-thirds of the plate somewhere. Johnson working quickly right back to the plate. It is on the inside corner.
Wow. Now, he has called that pitch a strike all day, so that looked a little bit inside.
Albers didn't question it. It's 3-2. Boy, you talk about pressure. 3-2, two out, bases loaded. Tying run at third. It's a curveball floating high and away. Johnson wanted it. He walks halfway to home plate. He's not pleased. It was borderline. The Redskins get the break on ball four, and we're tied up.
I think that was the correct walk. It just should have happened on the 3-1 pitch.
I'd agree. Because that very
last...
That
looked like a pretty good pitch.
Yeah, that very last pitch, Chuck, looked like a strike. Well, we're tied at six. And Curtis Moak, head coach for Cincinnati Christian, is conferring with the plate umpire. Perhaps a pitching change for the Cougars.
Man, if he does make this change, what a pressure situation for a kid who, I guarantee you, hasn't pitched much this year.
It is a 6-6 contest in the regional championship here at Springfield. What a heck of a rally by Fort Loramie. Getting a 3-2 base on balls to Dylan Albers. With two out and the bases loaded in the last half of the sixth inning to not the score at six. And head coach Curtis Moak of Cincinnati Christian will continue with Alex Johnson.
Well, I'll tell you what, for Loramie, if they would have gotten no runs out of this inning, I think that would have been a crusher.
Heartbreaker. Sure would have. That would have broken the Redskins' backs, but Fort Loramie gets even in this game. 6-6 after being down 6-1. And now Fort Loramie's got a chance to go on top with C.J. Billing, who's got a grand slam to his credit in the fifth inning.
Well, if he hits one right here, we can go pack up the cars.
First pitch low and away. No place to put him. Outside corner set up by the catcher. Pitch to Billing. Swung on. Sprayed foul to the right. A ball, a strike on Billing. They're loaded. We're tied at six. Bottom of the sixth. 1-1 count on Billing. Two out for Fort Loramie. Cincinnati Christian led 4-0 and 6-1. Redskins have pulled even. The pitch to Billing. Swung on, grounded toward third. Into left field. It's in the hole. One run scores. Here comes a second run. Play to the plate. It's high on the throw. Two runs are in. Redskins lead it 8-6. C.J. Billing, the hitting hero.
The star of the game right there.
C.J. Billing turned on an inside fastball, got the barrel on it, and rammed it through the left side. The freshman third baseman, Young Kunz, lurched off to his left, couldn't spear it. And Fort Loramie's in the lead but two. The winner of this game plays next Thursday at 10 against Ottawa Hills or Trinity High School out of Garfield Heights in the state Final Four, the semis at Huntington Park. 10 o'clock first pitch next Thursday morning. Here is Jared Middendorf looking at a pitch up and away. And the body language from pitcher Alex Johnson, not real good at the moment, you can understand.
The kid threw a real good game. They don't have anybody else they can throw out there. Well, they walked him. Intentional walk.
Yep. Intentional pass given to Middendorf to load him up. C.J. Billing with a grand slam in the fifth. A two-run tie-breaking single in the sixth. Fort Loramie scoring seven runs in the fifth and sixth innings to come all the way back from 6-1 down to lead 8-6. And after the intentional walk to Middendorf, Nathan Ratterman steps in. Oh, what a comeback, Chuck. We knew, not to count Fort Loramie out. The way the Redskins hit Minster pitching yesterday with 17 base knocks. We knew Fort Loramie had the sluggers to produce runs. It was simply a case of how long would Johnson continue with good stuff, and would the Redskins eventually have enough innings to time him up and generate the runs to get even? Well, they've done that and gone ahead by two. Ratterman, the hitter, bases loaded, swing, foul, pop, left side. Again, Mitchell Smith takes charge down the line.
Wow.
And he's got it over his shoulder about 160 feet from home plate. What a play by Mitchell Smith. It was 20 feet foul. The shortstop went galloping after it. He turned in a beauty, but damage done. Redskins get three. Rally from 6-5 down to lead 8-6. We go to the seventh. Redskins up two. And a berth in the final four on the line on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The Fort Loramie Redskins had 7 runs, 17 hits yesterday, 7 runs, 9 hits today. Pretty good offensive showing, 26 hits against Minster and Cincinnati Christian pitching over 2 days. Redskins with 15 runs now in the two contests, winning yesterday 7-5, now up 8-6. We start the top of the seventh inning. It's Mason Kemper's ball game to win or lose.
6, 7, and 8 hitters coming up now, so they need to stay away from the top of the order.
The first pitch is high, ball one to Winston Spencer. Second pitch is in on the hands, caught the corner, strike one and ball one. Kemper, a southpaw, looking for victory number 7 on the campaign, high and inside, 2-1. You've got to make Cincinnati Christian put the ball in play. Can't afford bases on balls here. Kemper strides toward home and throws it down below the knees, and it's 3-1 on Spencer. We're in the top of the seventh. Fort Loramie 8, Cincinnati Christian 6. What a great comeback, remarkably done by Fort Loramie. Kemper throws it in the dirt. Ball four, he lost him, and the tying run comes to the plate for the Cougars. And I doubt very much if head coach Curtis Smoke will be bunting.
They need two, so there's no reason to bunt.
With a runner on first and none or one out in the entire regional both games, he's been bunting up to now, but I would expect not at the moment. Noah Jordan steps into the right-hand box. He had a bases-clearing 3-run double in the first inning to extend Cincinnati Christian's lead to 4-0 at the time. He is a senior right-hand batter. Runner at first. Kemper winds, pitches to Jordan. Swing, line drive. It is caught on the play by the Redskins' third baseman. Then a throw to first to double up the runner. It's wild. It goes down the right field line into the bullpen. Redskins give chase. Good hustle by Worman from his right field spot, halting the runner at second. Fortunately for Fort Loramie, that line drive, one of the hardest hit balls of the 2 days, was right at C.J. Billing, who speared it just above his left shoulder.
We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's allowed to make one play like that. It was a good effort to try to double him up. He had a shot at doubling him up at first.
Chuck, I think if Ratterman's able to dig the ball out of the dirt at first base, I think we got a double play.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you're CJ, you got to hustle a throw across the diamond. That runner at second now is insignificant.
Means nothing.
One ball on the batter, one out.
That's why I don't understand why you're worried about him. Why are you faking throws to second when he doesn't mean any more than I do up here in the press box?
Yes. Yeah, Kemper stepped off the rubber, looked at second, didn't throw. First pitch to the next hitter, or I should say the second pitch to the next hitter, is a called strike after ball one. Boy, Noah Jordan hit the cover off the ball right to C.J. Billings' left shoulder. He got the glove up in self-defense and snared it. Here's a humpback liner down the right field line off the bat of this hitter for Cincinnati Christian, and it's curling foul.
It's the number 8 hitter.
Connor Pletz, the DH, bats from the left side. He's down in the count 1-2 against Kemper, who will try to get him on strikes with this one. Low outside target set up by Darren Hoyne. Kemper hits it. Umpire rings him up. Two out. Excellent pitch by Mason Kemper. Runner at second, two away for Cincinnati Christian.
This is a big out. You do not want to face Smith.
Oh, you're so right, Chuck. Thanks for looking ahead in the lineup, because Tim Karanji, the 9-hitter, is up with two away. Mitchell Smith, a 425 hitter, the leadoff man for Cincinnati Christian with 5 hits in the regional, is up next. The pitch to Karanji. Hard ground ball to third. Diving is Billing. He can't get it. It's over the bag. The runner on second wheels around third. He scores on the single to left field by Karanji. And here comes Mitchell Smith.
Nice job by Loramie right there, I'm going to say, because instead of making a throw to the plate, they held him at first base. They did not allow, they didn't throw, allow him to move to second on the throw.
Fine point. You hit the cut right there. You don't worry about that runner on second. You need to keep that batter runner off of second. Here's Mitchell Smith, 8-7 our score. Two out for the Cougars, top of the seventh. The pitch to Smith is high. Mitchell Smith has got 3 long balls on the season. 425 hitter, 6'3" tall. The pitch by Kemper to Smith, swung on and missed. Kemper with some heat.
He was going for the lead with that swing.
Yep. That was a roundhouse power cut by Smith. 1-1 count. Kemper looks at first. Winds, pitches to Smith. It's a curveball. Grounded hard to third. Outside the line. Foul by a foot or two. He nearly missed a hit to left field. Billing went reaching for it, had no chance. Fortunately for Fort Loramie, the ball was foul. Now it's 1-2 on Smith. Runner at first has showed no signs of stealing. Kemper throws to Smith, high and away, ball 2. Fort Loramie crowd wanted a game.
They're begging.
Yeah, they wanted a game-ending called strike 3. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Tying run at first for the Cougars, top of the 7th. Kemper stretching, pitches to Smith. It's a curveball, swung on, lifted in the air to short center field. Rosengarten roaming out. He's got it. The Redskins win the regional. Off to the state tournament on Thursday morning. The Fort Loramie Redskins stage a tremendous comeback. Terrific win, 8-7 over Cincinnati Christian. The Cougars get a run in the top of the 7th. After leading 6-1, Cincinnati Christian gives up 7 unanswered runs to Fort Loramie. The Cougars come back with a run in the top of the 7th, but lose to Fort Loramie 8-7. It was a 15-run regional for the Redskins, who pounded out in this regional close to 30 hits, 27 unofficially, Chuck.
Oh, they had more than that. They had 9 going into this, into that last inning.
You're right. Right at 30 hits for Fort Loramie in the 2 games. 15 runs, 30 hits. Robust hitting by Fort Loramie carried the Redskins, who had to use every single available pitcher, including a couple of them twice yesterday, to get the job done.
All right.
And the Redskins finally are able to turn away a very stubborn opponent, Cincinnati Christian, which played its collective hearts out here in this regional in Springfield and had Fort Loramie in deep trouble, leading 6-1 with Cincinnati Christian with 2 out in the 5th inning, and C.J. Billing pummeled a long grand slam to make it 6-5. And then with the score tied at 6, an inning later, C.J. Billing spanked a 2-run single to left, to give Fort Loramie an 8-6 lead. It held up. Redskins hang on to win 8-7. Petchuk somehow, some way, will be at the Fort Loramie State semifinal on Thursday morning against Ottawa Hills or Trinity High School from Garfield Heights. Those two teams are playing in a regional championship in the northern part of the state at this time, and the winner of that game plays Fort Loramie on Thursday morning at 10 at Huntington Park. The Redskins state champs in 2007 and 2010 try to get back and win it here in 2018. Minster won it in 10, 11, and 17, or I should say 11, 12, and 17, after Fort Loramie won it in 2007 and 2010. I've made the comment two or three times, Chuck, in these 2 days that in the last 11 years, Fort Loramie and Minster have advanced on to the state Final Four and won the state championship. Five of those 11 years, Redskins have got a good chance to do it here in 2018.
This is an outstanding hitting baseball team, and they had some adversity today. They truly did, but nice job bouncing back, and you can't say enough about where'd he go?
Mason Kemper, C.J. Billing?
C.J. Billing. C.J. Billing. I mean, my goodness. He hit a shot, and then he hit another one, drove in six runs, and you won eight to seven. That's your player of the game.
And C.J. Billing drove in seven in a district championship win over Tri-County North. He threw nearly five innings of great baseball in that game. But the Redskins get 6 days to rest the pitching arms.
Yeah, they got a lot of pitching, and they're going to be okay. And today, they persevered. I mean, 8-7 over a really gutsy Cincinnati Christian team.
Yep. C.J. Billing, or star of the game, or are there stars of the game for Fort Loramie?
Well, I think we go with C.J. Billing. Yep. I don't know who else. I mean, we could throw the whole team out there because they did a great job, but Billing was a monster.
Yeah, I remarked after the two-run single there in the bottom of the sixth, he was the hitting hero. He also hammered the grand slam in the bottom of the fifth inning, which went a good 365, 370 feet to deep left center. And the Redskins pull it out of the fire, 8-7. A miraculous comeback, magical performance by Fort Loramie, robust hitting in the 2 days, 15 runs, 30 hits. Redskins got a little luck there in that seventh inning. Noah Jordan for Cincinnati Christian, Chuck. He hit a frozen rope. He pulled a line drive to third. If it is another 6 inches or a foot either side of C.J. Billing, that ball's down the line, maybe a two-base hit. And we're looking at an 8-8 tie going to the bottom of the seventh. But sometimes the good fortune in baseball has a way of being favorable for you. That line drive was right at Billing. He was playing Noah Jordan in the right place. Jordan had hit a bases-clearing double back in the first inning of this game. But Billing with a big line drive catch. Also, six runs batted in, a grand slam, a two-run single to win it. C.J. Billing is our Clancy star of the game. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment after this word from Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A Again, thanks so much to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. M&A Muffler and Tires. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. All in Fort Loramie. Along with Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. You've just heard from Clancy's. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. As C.J. Billing is our Clancy Star of the Game winner. C.J. with six ribbies today. As Fort Loramie stages a big comeback in the fifth and sixth innings, scoring seven runs in those two frames to wipe out a 6-1 deficit, and then hang on to win in the top of the seventh by an 8-7 final score and take this regional championship over a fine upstart Cincinnati Christian team, which was bidding to knock out its second straight Shelby County League foe in 2 days. Chuck almost did it.
I'm impressed with them. They played really well. They just ran out of steam at the end, but still, after you really would have thought about folding the tents after they had the 6-1 lead and it got away from them 8-6. They scored a run in the seventh and had a shot at tying or taking the lead again. So now every one of their players except for the left fielder,
Noah
Jordan is back.
Right.
So they're going to be a formidable team. A lot of youngsters, and they've got Mitchell Smith back. He'll be a senior.
Yeah, Mitchell Smith was at the plate with a runner at first and two out in the top of the seventh inning, and a run already having been scored to cut the Fort Loramie lead from 8-6-8-7, or from 8-6-2-8-7. And Mason Kemper, ahead in the count, got Smith to sky one to short left center. Eli Rosengarten at shortstop went out, camped under it, and made the catch for the final out of the game, enabling the Redskins to nip Cincinnati Christian 8-7 in this regional championship here in Springfield today. The next opponent in the state final four, the semis, on Thursday morning at 10 at Huntington Park, is either Ottawa Hills from just south of Toledo or Trinity High School in Garfield Heights near Cleveland. Those two teams are colliding in the northern part of the state in another regional championship game as we speak. We thank Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed so much. Bambauer in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. We thank the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission on for the second straight school year. Gratitude as well to the Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn, also on scoresbroadcast.com for the second straight school year. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, we noted several minutes ago, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our anchor sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, Fort Loramie's bats, the wealth of pitching, I think make the Redskins a serious threat in Columbus next Thursday.
Well, they got to have a lot of confidence after coming back in this one, because they had two nails in the coffin at one point here.
Again, we will do our very best to bring you play-by-play and color coverage of the Redskins in action at about 9:45 a.m. on Thursday from Huntington Park in Columbus, as Fort Loramie wins the Southwest Division IV Regional, beating Minster yesterday 7-5 with two runs in the top of the seventh, and beating Cincinnati Christian here today 8-7 with four runs in the fifth and three more in the sixth. The Redskins are the Cardiac Kids. They're the comeback boys, winning twice in rally cap fashion here in the regional. For Chuck McBee and for Ron Mooney, who is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Springfield, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have won the Division IV Regional, nipping Cincinnati Christian in great comeback fashion, 8-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge.